Speaking of dose, you presented some data at ASCO on dose of capecitabine that was fascinating and I think long awaited. Can you summarize that?
Yeah, all of us as American oncologists were impressed with the fact that somehow we thought we were doing something wrong. What was it about our patients that made them look so much more toxic than that described in trials? Was it a unique trial situation? Or did Europeans have some innate ability to do this, like write music and make really good food? We didn't know what was the cause. And so based on the study that I was the chair of, which compared Xelox versus either the Roswell or the Mayo Clinic regimen in 1,800 patients in stage 3 colon cancer, I asked the sponsor to go back to the data and see what were the toxicity differences. And Hans Schmall, who was the co-chair of the study with me, and I looked at the data, about 80% of the patients came from the ROW, as we call it, and 20% from the U.S. And the U.S. population, just on the surface of it, clearly had more toxicity.
ROW being rest of the world.
Rest of the world. Everybody but us, as defined by George. And so the bottom line is that we took the data and we combined it with data from the two trials in advanced disease of Mayo versus capecitabine and looked at the toxicity profile, very consistent across the board. We also then looked historically, and if you look at the IMPACT data, which was a compilation of five fulucivorin regimens versus surgery alone in colon cancer, Europeans had less toxicity with any 5-FU-leucovorin regimen. So when we put the data all together, we presented it as an updated ASCO this year, and Hans did the toxicity data for the Xeloxa study, and I did the poster presentation on capecitabine in these different settings, both metastatic and the adjuvant setting, with or without oxaliplatin. And it was clear that the hazard ratios were about 1.8, as I recall, for almost any toxicity you could name, including myelosuppression, which is non-self-reported, as well as some self-reported toxicities like diarrhea and mucositis. So that it's no longer unclear that Americans do have more toxicity. This is a truth. I don't think it has to do with docs not following protocols. These are patients on studies. So it's not just that they have practices where you weren't monitoring patients properly. One theoretical possibility, and there's a nice presentation on the ASCO website by Neil Maripol about this, is that it may be a combination of both pharmacogenetic factors, that as Americans, as a mongrel race, if you will, have maybe a profile of high toxicity patients. The other, which is more likely because we are a mix of cultures, is that it has to do with some sort of external environmental factor like diet. And it's very clear that American diets are very high in folates. People who know these things, like Carmen Allegra and others who do the biochemistry of fluoropyrimidines, would suggest that it might be due to the high folate supplements in our diet, as well as the not only unknown, like in foods, but also known, taken to reduce cardiovascular disease or in multivitamins, that may be contributing to an effect such as leucovorin adds to 5-FU that increases its toxicity, cytotoxicity. We're actually analyzing some of the data from the Xeloxa trial, some of the samples from the Xeloxa trial, to look for homocysteine levels, which is the invert folate. So we want to see whether there's a correlation. On a practical level, if I'm giving someone capecitabine, I not only take a prescription medication history, but I say, what else are you taking? Don't be embarrassed. You know, we know that at least 40% of American patients take some form of, quote, complementary therapy. That could be almost anything, including multivitamins, but many of the things do include folates. And I ask them to lay off the folates, at least initially, until we get a sense of their toxicity profile with the drug, because I don't want to sacrifice efficacy for the theoretical likelihood that folates might reduce their risk of polyps in the future or cardiovascular disease.
What's Xeloxa, incidentally?
Xeloxa is the acronym for the Xelox adjuvant trial.
Oh, so Xelox.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's Xelox versus either Roswell or Mayo.